Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Final hour of the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. You just heard the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Got you down.
My name is Alec Medford of the KNC Masterpiece. We've got James Tritely on the ones and twos for you. We are getting ready to give way to the G-Bag Nation. They will crosstalk with us here at about 1:40 today. And coming up on the other side, we will recap the madness that was NBA basketball on Christmas Day. Wemby makes history and some more news and notes. But right now we go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline where we welcome in our friend from DallasCowboys.com. He is Kyle Yeomans. Kyle, how's it going, man?
Hey. What's going on, guys? Happy holidays. Hope you guys had at least a little bit of a break throughout the week.
Oh, yeah. We got yesterday off. We were having some family time, but we're back here live and local. I did want to ask you real quick, though, CA. Kyle, how was Christmas with
the
triplets?
Yeah.
How did that go?
We saw some pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. How was the celebration like? What was the shopping like?
Two boys and a girl.
Break it down for us.
It was awesome, guys. It was everything and more. I mean, we had like my wife's side of the family on Christmas Eve. That's like their whole big thing. We do a big Christmas Eve deal. And so we had that whole scenario on Christmas Eve. And then we got back home and it was just me and my wife for Christmas morning. And that was so special. Just getting to open up presents with them and see their faces light up really with the tree and the paper. Like the wrapping paper was a huge hit throughout the year because they're still only 10 months old. So that was a ton of fun. And then both sides of the family kind of came over to our house last night and we had a big dinner. My dad cooked up some Tex-Mex and some fajitas and stuff. So we had a really good grub as well. And then today, actually, I worked this morning, had a couple of shows for DallasCowboys.com that are coming out later in the week, had Talking Cowboys in our podcast this morning. And then now it's my side of the family's turn to have their Christmas. So we had to play it by ear and kind of stretch it out a little bit.
You're
so
on tour.
Our holidays continue, but man, we are so blessed and it's been so much fun getting to celebrate the holiday season as a family of five for the first time, which is still crazy to talk about and crazy to say, but wouldn't change it for the world.
I can't believe you talked your wife into naming the kids Michael, Emmett, and Troy.
I know. I still can't
triplets.
Believe it either. And I know Troy, whenever she grows up, it's going to be interesting. She's going to be like, Dad, are you kidding? Or, no.
Yeah, how did you do this to me?
We do actually have a Michael. We've got Michael, Leo, and Noel. And so Noel being the Christmas name, certainly she got a little extra shine
there you go.
This time of year. But it's so much fun.
You love to hear that. We do still, this week has been so discombobulated along with the whole Cowboys season. They're out of the playoffs, but you still got to play two games left on the schedule. And this week it's Philadelphia in Philadelphia. Even though there's nothing left to play for, it still feels like this game holds some intrigue with Micah Parsons, you know, saying F Philly in front of the media. And, you know, there's still the bad blood there. There's still the rivalry. Does it seem like the locker room is still energized to play this game?
Yeah. So they just held open locker room a moment ago, and they had yesterday off for Christmas Day. So it's kind of tough to get a good feel of it right now. I know Philly's kind of going through their own things. They're trying to ramp up for the playoffs, and they have Jalen Hurts with a concussion. They've got Kenny Pickett that's dealing with a rib injury. So it does. I think you're right. It has some luster. It still has the rivalry feel to it because neither one of these teams want to lose to the other, no matter if they're 10-2 or they're 2-10. They do not care. They want to win this game. So, yeah, it has that. But it does. It feels like there's maybe a little bit of a step back because Philly – even though they're still fighting for playoff seeding, pretty much their whole playoff fate has already been decided. They're trying to wrap up a better seed, better division, all that kind of playing into their favor, where the Cowboys are really just playing for pride and playing for their coaching staff right now. So I'll get a better read of it whenever we get there, but just based off of the way they played last week when they knew going into Tampa Bay's matchup, that there was nothing to play for, I expect them to still have some fight and bring it to Philadelphia this week.
Can you tell all the Cowboy fans or different Tolos out there the personality of Martis Leofowl? Because he's a really cool, laid-back guy. And he's going to be my player profile for this week. But at the same time, he's got a famous cousin out there playing for the Rams.
Yeah. He's, of course, related. It's Puka Nacua, right?
Yep.
Who's playing or who he was related to. But he's very – and honestly, I think he probably mirrors Puka.
Yeah.
In that
– he
that,
really
that
does.
Mentality. And they're both really chill, laid-back guys. But when it comes to football, they are uber-focused. Yeah, and they're very smart. That was the first thing whenever I met Maris last year during the draft process. That was the first thing that stuck out to me was, wow, this guy is sharp. And he picks up on things. He's very, very articulate with the way that he vocalizes, whether it's communication on the field, communication to the media. He's just an uberly smart guy. And that probably comes from the fact that he comes from a football family. He comes from Notre Dame. He's got a great background. And that's probably why Dallas was so enamored with him through the draft process enough to take him in the third round. So you're starting to see that step forward. And you talk about the player spotlight that you're going to have this week, CA. And I think, one, that's going to be great. Two, spotlight is the right word for him because these final three games starting last week against Tampa Bay is a chance for Maris Leofowl to say, hey, I'm in the spotlight to end my rookie season, because DeMarvian Overshown kind of took that spotlight first year playing full active roster after his injury in 23. And boy, did he turn into the star that he ended up being. And of course, the injury was so unfortunate at the end. But now Maris Leofowl says, hey, I've got some extra snaps. Mike Zimmer drafted me to be a blitz heavy linebacker and somebody he wants to play downhill. And he showed out in a big way against Tampa Bay. So I think this week, when you look at Leofowl and his tape, it's going to be very reminiscent of what it was in week 17. He's going to play sideline to sideline. He's going to play downhill. He's been more decisive at the second level, which was a knock against him early in his rookie season and all the different tape that he put out early. I think he's learning the game. It's slowing down for him, and that's a lot of positivity in the linebacking core for the Cowboys after this season is said and done and going into these final 2 weeks.
Marist is one hell of a singer, too, if you didn't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think it was actually your crew, Kyle, out there when I was doing a Cowboys crosstalk. They showed me the tape of him singing Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh wow, gosh. He conquered that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He killed it.
It was really funny because – DeMarvian Overshown, it's funny that I just compared the two of them a second ago on the field. Off the field, during the rookie premiere, it's every year going into training camp, We do a rookie premiere for Bank of America, and it's a small corporate event, but it's me and Isaiah Stanback that host it, and we interview a panel of the rookie draft pick. Mm-hmm. If you're a draft pick, you're up there. And so we're having these conversations, and we like to have some fun with it. And last year, DeMarvian Overstone stood up and sang a country song at an incredible level. And this year, we basically asked, like, all right, hey, Demo did this last year. Mm-hmm. We got to find out, is anybody a singer? And Maris jumped up, threw his hand up in the air and said, hey, he's like, I got it. Hand over the microphone. And we turned it into a competition. It was between him and Ryan Flannoy. Of like who was going to be the best singer, because both of them were very active in saying, hey, I can do this. And so we handed the microphone to Maris, and he steps up there and just kills it. Mm. I mean, Tennessee Whiskey, he's got some boots on, full personality, full force.
All that long hair.
Oh, man, it was perfect. It was so, so good. And the crowd goes nuts. Everybody's excited. And then we're like, all right, Ryan, what you got? And Flannoy stands up there. He goes, I'm gonna sing a song that everyone knows. All right, here we go on three. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Blaine is saying, yeah.
And we're like, we're dying laughing. But really, it was all about Maris, man. Oh, he stepped up to the plate. Great singer. It's an awesome video. I think, I believe Pat Doney, who, it was who tweeted it out at some point along the way, but it was really a great video.
We have to dig that up.
A snapshot of his personality, too.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Mickey Spagnuolo this earlier, Kyle. Who is the most underrated defensive back in the NFL, and why is it Jordan Lewis?
I love how you and everyone else is looking at J.Lew right now, man. He's been tremendous for a while, but it's even better this year and what he's done from a consistency standpoint. You could throw him, not even underrated, but you could throw him into some of the most consistent defensive backs in sure. the NFL, because he really doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. And when he has a moment like he did against Tampa Bay with the interception at the goal line, I mean, that's just it encapsulates what he brings to this defense as a leader on the field and in the tape, but also he's a huge part of this defense and their mentality and how they've made the transition between coordinators really since he's been here in Dallas. He's been constant all the way through. So I think if Jordan Lewis were to really be, you talk about underrated, if this team was a winning team, like a winning record or even close to being in the playoff contention these final few weeks, I think Jordan Lewis has had a Pro Bowl season. And I would challenge anybody in the nickel cornerback spot to show me who's had three or four players in the NFC that have had better years as a nickel corner than Jordan Lewis, because I really don't think they're out there. I think he should get a Pro Bowl nod because of his talent this year. I just don't know if it'll happen, because part of it is a team success category. Part of it is a popularity contest. And he's not trying to win a popularity contest. He's trying to win football games. You can see that with the way he's played this year in this defense.
Kyle, we appreciate the time. As always, my man, take care, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, everyone.
There he goes, Kyle Yeomans, DallasCowboys.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
Something just happened, and we've got to shout out this Tolo. Not only is it Tolo, he is a great guy that we've done a lot of work with.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Swavey, mm-hmm. the CEO of Guns and Hoses,
mm-hmm.
North Texas. We've done a lot of things with him. He's always raising money for families who lost someone in their family, a firefighter or a police officer who passed away during service. He just, out of the blue, he just sent this to me. He just got nominated for the 2025 National Law Enforcement Officer Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
So props to Dave Swavey.
Congrats to our friend Dave. That is awesome. We know mm-hmm. that you mentioned it. We do a lot of work with them, and it's always a really fun cause. Did a remote out there before their event this year. Fred and Blake were out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always really cool to see the community get together for a good cause, and he's been doing this for a long time. It's cool to see him get that Lifetime Achievement nomination there, because he's put a lifetime of work into
Seriously.
It. So congrats to our buddy Dave.
If y'all run into Dave, you know Dave's for me. Please text him and honk your horns and whole nine yards because he does a lot of great things. So does Guns and Hoses themselves.
Absolutely. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, let's talk about the madness that was the NBA on Christmas Day. Wemby makes history. The Lakers take this one, and Jimmy Butler wants out for real. Next on The Fan.